Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster, and I'm really happy to welcome you today to the Voices of Courage show. Today's a very important show. You know, there is, as you may know, a lot going on in this world and, of course, in our country. And, you know, the media keeps doing its thing. It keeps showing us the crazies, keeps showing us things that, you know, I guess they want you to believe that reality is these crazies that they show on the left and the right. Doesn't really matter. And that we should somehow be outraged. We should somehow you know, whether if you're on the right, you should be outraged about the left. If you're on the left, you should be outraged around the right. And, you know, a lot of us are just sick and tired of it. Maybe you're sick and tired of it because, you know, a lot of people are now waking up to the fact that, you know, it's time to step into our own courage. It's time to step into our own insights and to tune in, to wake up, to be able to follow our own truth. And what is our own truth? You know, truth leaves clues. Okay. If you are following false narratives, what's happening? Well, I can tell you, you're stressed out, you're upset, you're in a place normally where, you know, you might have health issues, you might be using drugs or alcohol or something to fix that inner emptiness that you found inside of yourself that you haven't found, because the fulfillment of truth, and let me flip the side here, okay, because I said truth leaves clues, right, when you're not following. It also leaves clues when you do follow it. What happens is you start to attract the people, the places, and things into your life that are harmonious with your soul's path, are harmonious with your own personal being, with love, with courage, with light, and you start to feel one with the universe instead of one separated from the universe. And you no longer are in a place of looking at everything black and white. You look at everything and everybody with color. You see maybe the areas that others may need to change or grow and evolve, but you see yourself also in those areas. And you make improvements on a consistent basis. You speak with integrity. You speak your heart, not from a place of an opinion that somebody's programmed into you, but through your deep understanding, your wisdom of what you've developed within your own soul that can speak truth to the world, this world of chaos. And I believe, you know, when you're aligned with truth, you act consistently. You know, it's not one day you believe this and the next day you believe that. You act consistently with courage and you speak that truth to make the world a better place, right? It's not about you being right and you know, so many people, it appears so many people walk within a allaboutme.com, kind of a narcissistic attitude. But the truth is, if you really get around people in the world, most people are there to upshift their consciousness, help their families, help their communities, contribute to the world. They realize that life is chiefly service, and they really want to make a difference. You know, they face challenges with courage. They don't just put challenges under the rug and pretend like it's not there. They look at their greatest challenges, whether it's with relationship or whether it's with family, whether it's a spiritual challenge, whether it's in work, yeah, whether it's with a partner. They look at those challenges not as something that's going to crush them, but something that they're going to work through because they realize that that's their next evolution. That's the place that they are going to probably grow and evolve themselves in a greater way. And when you're in truth, you know, you're transparent. You have nothing to hide, right? There's nothing going on here that you have to hide from your mate, right? Or hide from your children or hide from somebody in the media. You know, you're transparent. And we all need to be a lot more transparent in that sense. So I'm going to say this last point here till I get to my yes. You know, a lot of people in this world, I believe, have a challenge with identity. You know, identity. What is that? Well, that's understanding who we are and why we're here. When I asked the great teacher, Dr. Irvin Laszlo, who's nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize twice and has written over 106 books. I said, Irvin, what is the price of greatness? He said, thought there for a moment, and he said, Ken, the price of greatness is knowing who you are and living from oneness. We're going to dive deeper into that concept with my guest, and I'm going to take a quick break. And when we get back, we're gonna help you to maybe have more wisdom in your life and be able to have more joy and happiness. We'll be right back.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. I'm so honored and filled with joy right now to have my guest, Seth Stewart, on the show. Seth, it's great to have you, man.
Thank you for having me, Ken. This is I'm really excited about this conversation.
Well, I think the conversation is so timely, and we're going to take a deep dive into some of what we talked about here in the opening, and we want to talk about your book and how that's changing lives, how it changed your life, and how you were able to articulate that book and put it in the world. Before I do that, though, I want to introduce you a little bit to my audience. If you don't know Seth is... He's kind of like a modern he's like a modern day Odyssey. You know, he began under the bright lights of Broadway, and it led him into the heart of the jungle. As a celebrated performer, Seth starred in the original Tony Award winning productions of In the Heights and Hamilton, sharing the stage with icons like Madonna, Jay-Z, Jennifer Lopez, and Mariah Carey. But beyond the applause and acclaim, a deeper calling was waiting for him. Trading the spotlight for the silence of the forest, Seth immersed himself in the wisdom of the shamans, plant medicine, traditions, sweat lodges, and vision quest. He built an off-grid cabin, lived close to the earth for years, and emerged transformed, dedicated to guiding others in healing, awakening, and embodying their truest vision. Now is the author of Follow Your Vision, Live Your Truth, which was released just this month in August 2025, actually last month. And Seth serves as a bridge between art and spirit. Through his True Kings Academy, he mentors men in soulful leadership, conscious relationships, and spiritual embodiment, and so much more. Seth, it's quite a journey you've been on. What fueled it?
My heart fueled it. I mean, from, you know, growing up and wanting to perform as a young kid, I just followed my heart. You know, I grew up playing sports as well, but my heart ultimately led me to the stage and performing. And I had an amazing life touring the world, doing what I loved. And, you know, even as you kind of, you know, read in the bio, my vision changed. And I had a mentor once say that, you know, your vision might shift, it can shift. And my vision shifted just from being in nature for extended periods of time. And I had to leave the entertainment industry. I chose to leave the entertainment industry to follow where my heart was calling me in its next chapter. And the biggest lesson I've learned because I was always taught, what can I learn from this? Any micro experience, any macro experience, whether it's, you know, a year or 3 years, I'm always asking myself, what can I learn from this? And the biggest takeaway was following my heart, following my vision, really living my truth, no matter what my other inner voices were saying, if they were scared or if my friends or family were nervous, it always turned into amazing experiences and magic.
And what would you say that moment of awakening for you was when you went, okay, this world it's been great. I've had a great life, but now it's time to shift and take an inner journey. When was that moment, that awakening?
I've always been a seeker since I was 18 years old, but I was in some pretty big Broadway shows. My second Broadway show, actually, I was called to the forests. I was camping more on my own, didn't really camp much as a kid. And then I went and, you know, took a course on survival skills, on primitive skills, and I did a sweat lodge. And when I came out of that sweat lodge, you know, it was a 100-person sweat lodge. I could hear Earth Mother. I could feel her. It's kind of where my Claire audience and all my Claires came on, all my senses beyond the five senses came on. And, I should say back online, because I did have them as a kid. And I came out of that sweat lodge at night and I saw all the stars, and I was a child reborn back to the earth. And it was like my earth cord was reconnected. All the things that I wanted kind of fell away. And I just sat in the woods for most of the night. And ever since that experience, I just felt like I came home back to Earth Mother.
Yeah. Well, you know, some of our audience haven't had that experience, and I'll just share a couple pieces with you. Is that I also came from a 2-week quest with some family members where we traveled several national parks, and the most profound experience in those national parks was, of course, getting back to nature. But going into the redwood forest in Oregon and California, and
yes,
when you're in a forest that's thousands of years old, some of the trees in there are a couple thousand years old, and you go and I like to go hug the tree because I want to feel the energy of the tree. Now, some people laugh at that, but you know, if you haven't done it, you got to go do it, because what happens?
Yeah,
you feel the energy. Right. And then you walk away from that tree, and then the tree encompasses you, and you actually there's an actual vibrational energetic shift that takes place within us. And what the best I could describe it, Seth, and you can probably too in nature is the busy mind stops. And what happens,
yes,
you start to merge, as you just said, with Earth, and you open up and realize that you're connected to everything. That's my experience.
I agree. And that's something that communion, that connection is something that we've really, really only lost in the past maybe 50 to 100 years as a collective, you know? And so that's my biggest takeaway is I've been up to those forests, stayed there extended periods of time. So for the people that may not have a plans to do some of these things, then you need to make a choice to get out and do some of these things, because nature is our provider. She provides everything. And amongst all the chaos that you might experience at work or with your family, take everybody with you. It's one of the biggest things I share in my book. And one of the biggest lessons is get back to nature, get back to the roots, even if it's on just a Sunday or just a Saturday. That's all you need. That's all you need somewhat consistently. And then the chaos of the world doesn't bother you so much because you're grounded. I'll let you speak, but I have a big observation that I've seen for people that don't do that. Should I go ahead?
I will. You know, I was in India. What that brought to me, I was in India last year for a month, and we stayed at a Hindu family's home one evening. And in the morning, we woke up to chanting in this community. And I went out with the doctor who I was staying with. And one of the things we did after we did a meditation was we went out, and they have in this community a big grass area where everybody takes their shoes off and grounds themselves every single day. So they live in these massive apartments, but they got this community area where they know we need to ground back to the earth every day. So
that's,
you know, if you can't go to the forest, you got a backyard, you got a park.
Yeah.
But you got ways to reconnect yourself with our nature.
Yes.
Our oneness.
And as we were talking, you know, as we were talking before, one of the biggest things that I've seen spiritually over the past couple of weeks is people that are not grounded. It's like we have a cord. We have our central cord. A lot of people know about chakras and things like that, but I'm just going to talk about a cord to earth, right? It's for the same thing that Ken spoke on. They know how to reground. People that aren't grounded, I can see their cords kind of wavy. So it feels like everybody kind of got hit by, you know, a Mack truck. And you can actually kind of feel like you have vertigo or sickness if you don't ground to what's going on away from society. Society and media it's going to continue to be a industry. It's going to continue to generate what it wants to generate. But I also know that if you don't ground, because I can see it in people, is parts of your beingness begin to fracture. It's like little bits of you start to break off and float away like there is no gravity, and you have to get them back. And so there are many techniques. Grounding is the main one, where you can kind of keep your bubble, keep yourself centered so that you're not thrown off track. I've been relating it a lot to like Noah's Ark, right? Like you have to build your own ship. You have to be able to ride these waves, because people, there's going to be a lot of energetic waves coming over the next, you know, 5-10 years, but we have to be solid in our beingness beyond what is being generated in media and in society.
Well, you know, we're referring specifically to, you know, the Charlie Kirk assassination, which really rocked, you know, this nation and has touched the lives of a lot of us. And, you know, I like what you said, you know, if you're, you know, notice how you're feeling. I think, you know, when you hear this podcast, when you listen to what Seth and I are saying, notice how you've been feeling, kind of reflect on that. Because if you're not grounded, what happens is you start to have this chaotic energy and you don't even know why. You're just like running from one thing to the next, doing this. You're in a sense of overwhelm a lot of times. And it's a collective consciousness. It's a collective thing. You know, some people that were plugged in, you know, felt deep compassion and deep sadness for several days, right? And, you know, we all feel that at some level. You're feeling that. We are all connected here, and if we're going to wake up, we have to start understanding the oneness of all of us. So I think it's important just to bring that to people's attention. So, Yuri, you know, I'm an intentional liver. I live with intention. I go to sleep at night. I wake up with the intention to wake up feeling alert, alive, ready to go. When I wake up in the morning, I open my eyes. I go to gratitude. Because I know how I start my day is probably how I'm going to end my day.
Yes.
Now, I'm very intentional about what I do. Vision is a part of that. And, you know, your book, Follow Your Vision, Live Your Truth, I think it's just such a timely book. I got to take a break. When we come back, I want to take a dive into following that truth and how people can find their own vision so that they can start to become more connected to all of us.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'm talking with Seth Stewart. We're going to take a little dive into his book right now. Follow Your Vision, Live Your Truth. Follow your vision. It's hard to follow a vision if you have no vision. A lot, you know, I'm thinking there's a group out there, my audience, you know, what is your vision for your life, right? Where are you going? What is it about? Is it about, you know, daily waking up, going to this, you know, going to work, coming back home, you know, having your dinner, you know, watching your news, going to sleep, doing the same thing over and over again, maybe taking a break here and there, or is there something more for your life? I think that's it's probably where you got to a little bit, Seth, you know, in your world.
1,000%. I mean, I was lucky enough to do what I loved.
Yeah.
And so it didn't really always feel like work to me, but that's what happened. It's something else came knocking on the door spiritually and says, what am I really doing here? What's my purpose on earth? And then is purpose a program, right? Do I need a purpose, or can I live like the deer? Can I live like, you know, maybe in Australia, like the koala? Do I even need purpose, or can I just exist as a good human being? And so that's been the biggest search.
Well, that's a great question. Can we live that way?
I think we can, because having lived in the forests for years, you know, I've lived in the forest for probably collectively about 4 years of my 40 plus years. And so about 10% of my life actually in the forest. And I have always, I am a seeker. I look for truth. I look for God. And it all comes back to me, where I understand that I am one. It is everything. God is everywhere to me. That is my belief. And not just a guy in the sky, but we are all God. I look to you, Ken. I look to my partner as God. I'm like, oh, God is there. Okay. So let me approach this accordingly. And if anything changes, then I know it's just, you know, there's a darkness over somebody and they haven't recognized the God within them yet, but I can still see it. But yeah, I realized being in the forest that you can also exist and be like the animals.
Yeah. You
not
know,
everyone.
We can. And, you know, it's interesting you bring God into the conversation here, because I believe God is now, you know, it's come back into our nation's capital, you know, for better or not. But we're talking about God again. And I think that's a big upshift from where we were.
I agree.
You know, when I was in India last year, you know, they say namaste, which means from my heart to yours, or my God to your God. If we all treated each other that God dwells within us, that God is within us, I think we'd be a lot further along than we look at each other as objects, or, you know, worse. So, you know, it is that peace to reconnect. So can we live without purpose? I just mentioned this. I interviewed the very famous Louise Hay, who started a company called Hay House when she was in her 70s, which is one of the largest distributor of books in the world. And I asked Louise in her living room in Balboa Park, San Diego, California. And she has a penthouse there. It was a beautiful penthouse. I said, Louise, tell me about goal setting. And she laughed at me. She went, I don't set goals. I don't do anything like that. And I was, you know, at the time I was in this goal setting, right? You got to set your goal. You got to do this. You got to do that. And it, when I heard it, it shifted my paradigm. And you're shifting people's paradigm too. It's like, can we live without these purposes? I've got to do this. I've got to do that. Can we do that? Is that possible? And what does that look like? Okay. What is a life without, quote, goals and purpose look like? What do you say?
I am a goal setter. I do believe in setting goals and setting certain deadlines, but I also know in the big scheme of things, none of it matters. I know in the big scheme of things, my happiness with my partner, that she's happy, is important. Us, you know, going to travel is, I know what the important things are, and that's the difference. So I'm not saying people need to give up, but they don't need to get caught in that hamster wheel or the rat race. So there are people that have purpose. I really feel as though it is a certain percentage of people, though. It may not be a big percentage. I kind of look at them as the explorers, but I, having come from the woods only just 2.5 years ago, I just came out of the forest 2.5 years ago. I also set deadlines. I also set goals because I want to, I also have a certain window of time where I'm called to do certain things. So I think that they're good, but then I also understand, having been in the forest, having understand my spirituality and my spiritual, vision, that it also is not necessarily important, and that the majority of people can live like the animals. They can tend to their gardens, they can tend to their lands and just be. So not everybody, my personal belief, needs purpose or goals, but a vision for their life is something that is a spiritual connection. They understand why they're there, even if it's to be a mother or to be the school teacher in their community and just be the best version of themselves. That can seem like perfect.
I agree with you there. And I think that a lot of folks would be, you know, start with the vision in mind. Okay. And I think that's the key here. It's like if you don't, you know, there's a biblical quote, you know, where there's no vision, the people perish. Well, I believe that's 100% accurate. If you don't know where you're going at the end of this lifetime, and I like what you said, you know, a lot of goal setting, a lot of things we do to accomplish everything, you know, we leave this life, we're leaving all that behind. So what was the reason for this, right? What was the reason? And from my world, the reason is to help us to grow in love. It's that simple. It's to grow that love and to be able to bring that love of our soul in all areas that we do. And by the way, you know, that's not an easy thing to do. I've been on this path for decades. It's not an easy thing to do, to bring love into everything. You know, to do that, we have to let go of our ego. We have to let go of thinking we know what's right. We have to let go of trying to control everything in our world. And there's a place where we have to learn what real surrender means. And we have to also follow, you know, in the Christian tradition, it would be thy will be done. Right? Following God's will. In the Hindu tradition, it would be tune into your inner guidance, your intuition, your insights, that place where, you know, it's where you are, Seth, that place in the forest that we feel guidance every single moment, right? But we can't feel guidance when our head is going 90 miles an hour. You're not going to hear any guidance. You're not going to be in guidance. There is a place for us to be able to tune out and tune in to our own souls. How do you do that, Seth? And tie that back into your book too, because I want to get to the book.
Yeah. So everything I'm saying now is also in my book. And again, my biggest takeaways, like what you're saying, my discovery, the same as you, as I'm sure it's been generations before us, comes back to a simple lesson. This planet, this part of the school, is for evolution, personal and collective evolution, and love, to come back to love. And that is the biggest discovery in my book. And it is so simple. And the reason that we're talking about this is these simple things. They're in many, many traditions. I believe that all religions, all spirituality, they ultimately lead to the same truth. I believe that they're all roots on the same tree that have been here for millions of years. And so the truth is, if you can have simplicity, right? If you can have somewhat of a daily practice, like they go outside when you went to India and for 5 to 15 minutes, they grounded themselves. That is literally all people need. They don't need to go away to the forest. I personally needed to go away to the forest. I had certain things to work on that most people are not called to do. But a daily practice of that, or just when you're going and going, you have goals and you have deadlines, because that's your calling, take a moment to breathe. Make sure the people in your corporation or your company are good. Make sure that they're relaxing a little bit, or make sure your family's good. Hey, check in with your partner, like really check in. Say, are you good? Do you need anything? It's literally that simple. And the reason it's important this day and age is because there is an energy in the collective consciousness right now. And it looks like static. It looks like the old TVs of static, to where there are vibrations in the field. And if we are not anchored within ourselves and we are not anchored within the earth, we're going to get lost in the wave. So there is a reason why, and that is the how-to. 5 to 15 minutes a day, anchoring within yourself, anchor within the earth, and then affect the people around you in a positive fashion, even if it's just checking in with them and saying, hey, how are you doing today? Yeah. That simple.
Yeah.
Hi, folks. Joe Namath here. Did you know that I wear hearing aids? I love my hearing aids, and I am here to help you get a deal on the same brand I wear.
Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $297 a pair. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $297. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design.
Call my friends at MD Hearing and get the over-the-counter hearing aids that I use for you.
Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $297.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
You know, we're not talking about just feeling good, by the way. Okay. We're talking about doing good in for the highest and best for all. And what
being present.
So what Seth just said is really important. You know, it does take courage if you work in the corporate world, because I worked there for many years. It takes courage to be the one that says, I'm going to take 10 minutes and go meditate. I'm going to take 10 minutes and go reconnect with myself. I'm going to go to lunch and take my shoes off and go to the park and go ground. I'm going to reconnect so that I'm part of the solution. I'm not part of the problem. Because as soon as you can get still, you can start to hear that inner voice. And that inner voice is the voice of courage. It's the voice of truth. It's the voice of wisdom. And if you develop that, then your life gets better and better and better. But you have to make the effort, right? We live in a society that's go, 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 go. And man, like you said, you know, if we call it static or we call it the dark force, we call it whatever. If you're in that whirlwind, you're going to wake up and go, where'd my life go? What happened?
Yes.
And why didn't I accomplish what I wanted to accomplish in this lifetime? Your book, let's put it on screen here, man. It's Seth Stewart. Follow your vision, live your truth. We got it up on the screen right now. And for my listening audience, you can get this book on Amazon. Again, follow your vision, live your truth. It's a wonderful place for you to really tune in. And I don't think we need truth now and then. We need it every day. And we need to read about it every day, because it's easy to get caught up in the forest. Okay,
yeah.
The concrete forest, right? Let's call the jungle, not the forest. Yeah. So, Seth, why this book? Why this time?
You know, I didn't want to ever release a book. I was just called to write the book, and then 4 years after I began writing, I was called to get it done and release it. And that's just after me praying. I think people need basic tools. I think people need to see somebody like them that's not pretending to be some guru. I've worked on clients. I've worked on helping healing clients, but I've stepped away from certain titles and identities of just, I'm a spiritual guide. I've been in and around many different environments spiritually, off and on, for the past 20 years. I'm very serious about what I do in whatever I'm doing. And, why now is because I can see, as many others can see, that we are in a major paradigm shift, and there are choice points for us as individuals, and there are choice points for us as a global collective. Right now, we are in a spiritual war, and people know that. And you have individual choice points along your path to go left, right, middle. And it's your choice. It's a free will choice. But collectively, our free will, from what I've observed, as many others have said, is being manipulated. It's like you're being tapped, and then the next thing you know, you're going all the way off to the left. We are being manipulated in our choice points, so we have to be sovereign energetically. We have to make sure, am I making this choice because I want to make it, or because my programming and what I've been taught is telling me to go that way? If we can come back to our center, our baseline, we can make our own choices based on our own sovereignty, our own free will, and then we won't have to ask the questions. We won't be confused as to why we're here. It was like you said in the beginning, you will magnetize others around you, even if they have their political differences or religious differences, and you can come to the table and break bread and start to learn from each other as opposed to trying to prove each other right. You will gather spiritual knowledge from each other because you care more to learn because you're in your own heart. You will come into abundance, financial abundance, by being around other people because they want to share. The whole idea of unity consciousness is sharing. If I'm wealthy, it doesn't take away my money to help you become wealthy either. That's why the big greats, Tony Robbins and all these people, are always sharing, because they have what they need. And so this book, Why Now, is because we are at major critical choice points individually before we get lost in the energetic waves. And I was told to stay in the center of my heart amongst all this chaos. I was told 5-6 years ago that the fires, metaphorically at that time, are going to come, and that the earth is going to be purified. And that is not necessarily just physical, that's mental. And so I do not say this in a fear-mongering way. I was told, you're going to see it. Stay centered, stay balanced, stay connected to your family, stay connected to earth. It's kind of, again, very much like preparing my own ark. I was told that specifically in the book, prepare your ark, because the earth is going to be purified and it takes time. But because I know who I am, because I'm connected to God, I don't need to shout it. I just need to say, hey, make your own individual choices. Follow your truth. It's going to get weird out here, but these are very basic tools, as both Ken and I have spoken about.
I love that. Well, you can get the book on Amazon, like I said, and you know, your message of truth, of courage, of hope for us is very inspiring. I know. When I woke up, my little voice was a little different than yours. My voice said, you got to feel the pain to make the change. Why? Because I was chasing pleasure. All I wanted to do is feel no pain, right? All I wanted to do is fix everything by, you know, by drugs or alcohol or shopping or sex or, you know, whatever it was. You know, that was my path, right? And I did it really well until I couldn't do it anymore. But when I woke up, I realized how much time I'd wasted, you know, just how much time pursuing things that really don't matter. And for us, that wake up point is that place of getting back to, like Seth is saying, getting back to nature. You go into nature, you can start to feel yourself again. And, you know, when you can do that, you can start to heal the greatest challenges that you have. You know, there's, Seth, you may or may not know this, there was a explorer in Yosemite Valley, and John Muir was his name. And, he, yep. You know, John would take the people from San Francisco at the time and take them into Yosemite. And these people would heal from their tuberculosis, their colds, their flus, their cancers. He'd just take them into nature and they heal. You know, it hasn't changed people. Okay, you could.
Right.
Well, that's what Seth is talking about. But you know, I believe that you're not a guru, but you are a guide. And I like that book because you can guide people to come home to themselves. And I think exactly. That's what you're talking about, right?
And you know, Ken, I was on tour, so the seeking the pleasure, the all that, I live that life too. Like, I was on global tours with some of the biggest artists on Broadway. And so I had my pain and my dark nights, many dark nights of the soul as well. And it always comes back to simplicity, always comes back to, I had those experiences, but because I had those experiences, it's like, you know, not just in my book as well of the transition, we're all going to have transition no matter what it is. Maybe for some people it's laziness. Maybe for some people it's breaking, you know, family patterns. But I always say, if you've had the life experiences you've had, it's because you're going to reach people that have had similar experiences. So even though you've gone through something that, you know, for the people, the audience out there, even though you've lived a life that you might have at one point judged yourself for, it's because you can actually reach those people because you've lived it yourself. And now you've gone a little bit farther down the path to come back and reach older versions of yourself. So don't judge. I tell people, don't judge yourself. Go back and reach the older versions of yourself now that you have this new wisdom.
So Seth and I started this show kind of talking about what we can do, how you can connect to this, what we would call unity consciousness. And I want to take a little deeper dive on what that really means. I'm going to take a quick break and how we can practically apply the principles that we're talking about in our world so you can shift your consciousness. We're talking about shifting it today. Not necessarily. We're talking about shifting today. Now, you have the power to do that. We'll be right back and we'll talk about how you can do that. And
hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
This is your host, Ken D. Foster. You know, I'm really enjoying this conversation, Seth. It's one that's near and dear to my heart. And, you know, I've been talking, you know, with you. I mentioned in the show earlier that I work with Dr. Urban Laszlo, and you know, his whole message is really using science to show that everything is connected, right? And put on a couple summits with him over the last 2 years. We've had about 500,000 people watch those summits. So a lot of people are waking up. You know, those numbers are, they're commendable. And we're going a lot higher. Yeah. In fact, I'm going to invite you to have a conversation with Urban here.
I'd love to
the show, but let's talk about unity consciousness. What does it mean in practical terms, and how can individuals embody this in their daily life?
Unity consciousness is the ability to come together no matter what our differences are. Is in simplistic terms, unity consciousness is that we know we're here to evolve, love, and care for each other, and care for the planet, and live in accordance to just that communion. We will have our differences and we can accept our differences because we're more interested in learning from each other and loving each other and listening to the earth and responding to what she needs. It is service to others where there's reciprocal energy. If I give, you give. If you give, I give. And not even there isn't even any if. It's just regenerative energy, the way that the earth is. She can always regenerate herself. So that is what unity consciousness is in simplicity.
Let's apply it to men, because, you know, man, and I don't want to leave my women out here, but you guys all have men in your world, and we need these men to wake up in a greater way. And Seth does a lot of work for men and with men. He's got something called the True Kings Academy.
Correct.
How do we wake up the guys, and how, you know, what, talk to me a little bit about True King Academy and, you know, how men can benefit and about what we're talking about here.
Right. Well, there's a lot of isolation going on, and we know that. And I had a school that was teaching people spiritual techniques and things like that, but I kept getting pushed back. You know, I kept praying and God said, focus on the men. And I realize now, 3 years later, how much isolation there is going on. We have a world in which, from again, just from what I hear from God, men need to step up and be protectors again. There's a lot of isolation. They're getting lost in technology. There is a lot of great men. But what I notice is that we don't have a lot of templates, things to look at, you know, a lot of templates of great men that are in their hearts, that are have the union of masculine and feminine energies within them, where they're not trying to dominate, right? When a man has a masculine and feminine balance, he's not trying to dominate. He knows that he can, but he is there to serve others. He is there to lead for the betterment of the whole, of his community, of his nation. And usually the great templates that I've discovered, Yeshua, Magdalene, Akhenaten, Nefertiti, King Arthur, Guinevere, they lead with their partners. And so we have these templates, we have these divine templates that need to be reestablished because the men are being pulled down from their divine capabilities, which is to kind of cast out darkness, kind of cast out evil, protect the women and children, and then also co-lead with the women, because women would not let it, we would not be in world wars the way that we are. We would not be in global wars the way that we are, because there is a presence of understanding with the feminine. So my goal is to help men heal emotionally through the traumas they may have had, or through the traumas that they may be creating in their 20s and 30s, being out in the streets, to help them spiritually grow.
I love this. And so if, you know, we've got my audience, I know some of you are going to want to talk to Seth. So how do they get a hold of you, Seth?
Yeah, truekingsacademy.com. If it's men specific looking to elevate themselves, my personal website is iamsethstewart.com. Again, a lot of what we were saying, you can find in my book. I don't want to take up too much time, but yeah, it's all about elevating ourselves, coming together, and just being the best version of ourselves that we can be is what I'm about.
I love that. All right. Well, that's it. We're out of time today, Seth. So let me just reiterate for you went over that kind of quick. So truekingsacademy.com. Was that correct?
Correct.
Seth Stewart, stewart.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, good. All right. We got that wired. All right, brother. Wow. What a great show. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Ken. Thank you.
And I want to thank all of you for tuning in today. You know, this show is really about you. It's about helping our community, our families grow and evolve. So I encourage you to go over to our YouTube channel. And if you're watching us on there, or one of our other 29 platforms or whatever we have out there on TV, you know, go to YouTube and subscribe so that you can pass it on to your family, your friends, and everybody that you love. It's youtube.com/@TheCourageNetwork, youtube.com/@TheCourageNetwork. Till next time, continue to look for, see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and you'll be able to do the impossible. Take care. We'll be right back.